All right, this Shabbos is Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbos for Tish B'Av. This year, actually, it's the day of Tish B'Av. There are certain dinim that the post can bring down with respect to Shabbat Chazon. I just want to go over some. There are many, many dinim at Tish B'Av. I just do a few here, but obviously, you know, everybody's left on their own to kind of study more. But the Ramah brings down a halacha, filu b'Shabbat shel Chazon, a machlif and lebosh b'gdei Shabbat. The Ramah brings down that on Shabbat Chazon, we don't wear our regular Shabbos clothes, according to the Ramah. Just the ketonet, some tunic, which is beged hazeh, I don't know if it's a shirt or something like that. And then he says, and he talks about with the parochet. So there's a whole tumult among the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that he says, "Ubekilat kodesh Vilna no again al piagra labosh big day Shabbat." In Vilna, they follow the gra and they do wear the big day Shabbat. And b'yesh mishanim beged echad b'chein ketav Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden also says you have to wear the big day Shabbat on Shabbat. So I wanted to talk about the issue is like this, that we're all Avelim at this point in time. We're all Avelim. So normally, when you're in Avel and Shabbos comes, so the Mechaber brings down in Siman Tav and Yoredeya, that the klal is that on Shabbos we don't have Avelus before Hesia. We don't do public demonstrations of Avelus on Shabbos. Privately, if a person's an Avelus, he would have some things that he would not be able to do. But publicly, a person would never walk in with like the ripped, you know, garment in shul on Shabbos and things like that. So why is it that, you know, that's brought down this halacha? Now, Sephardim don't do this at all. They don't have any, you know, but why is it that the Ramah brings down like this? And obviously they knew that there's no Avelus before Hesha on Shabbos. So there's different approaches. So there's a Sefer Shiurei Arav that was edited by Rebbe Eliakim Konigsberg. So he mentions in there, he quotes from the Or HaKayim. The Or HaKayim is a Sefer by Rav Nachman Kahana. He was a Spinker Rebbe. He died in 1904. But on it, there are Hagot from the Marsham, Rav Shalom Mordechai HaKoyim Brezhin. He's the Shwadron. In other words, he's the grandfather of the Magid of Yerushalayim. So in it, he says that that there's a difference about Avelus for Hesia. If everyone is an Avelus, it's not called for Hesia. In other words, if we're all in mourning, that's not called public mourning. So his example is the halacha in Yoredeya. There's a special benching that the Mechaber brings down that Avelim do during the Shiva. Now, halacha l'maaseh, we don't usually do this in our Shiva homes now, but the Mechaber does bring it down this way. And he brings down, Shemavarkim Birkan Amozim Veda Avel, when you're benching in the house of an Avel, so you change the nusach of the bracha. He says, Omer b'bracha revi'it b'nusatzeh, the fourth bracha of the benching is different. You say, and the Ramah adds on, in other words, Hashem is just, he takes nefashot b'mishpat, shalipa l'mola sopa kiritzono, and he has a whole verbiage. And then the Mechaber says some change, the third bracha as well, that would be bona Yerushalayim, you'd say nachem Hashem elkeinu v'lei Yerushalayim, and then some say the birchas zimon, you'd say nebarach menachem aveilim shachal mishalo. But the Mechaber then says that b'Shabbatim birech b'yachid or b'shlosh aveilim mevarech shederech shemavarech b'chol. Let's say I have three aveilim on Shabbos, so I would still say this nusach lebracha, even though it mentions all the aveilus, ditzinahu. That's considered tzina. That's considered private, even though there's a whole bunch of us together. But since we're all aveilim and there are no non-aveilim with us, that's called b'tzina. In other words, if I'm only doing something to other aveilim, that's considered tzina. In other words, a farhesia is if somebody's an aveil and then there are not aveilim around, that's farhesia. But if we're all aveilim, not this way. And he says, but if there are other people eating with them, then not this way. Then they shouldn't do it this way. So the Marsham wants to say that it's the same thing with the clothing. In other words, now at this time of the year, we're all in Avelus, unfortunately. So if we're all in Avelus, so we can all comport ourselves. We all should comport ourselves like Avelim. So Avelim, you know, don't, you know, dress to the hilt. That's the idea. That would be one way to justify the minhag. Okay, way number two to justify the minhag is there's a piece from the Aruch HaShulchan. And I'll say it outside and I'll say it inside. He wants to say that the way we dress, that they dressed then, is not the way we dressed, or the way they dressed then was a little differently. In other words, that the clothing that they would wear on Shabbos and the clothing that they would wear during the week were almost identical. In other words, you couldn't tell the difference between the Shabbos clothing and the weekday clothing, except the Shabbos clothing, the fabric was a nicer fabric. That was it. But otherwise, if I look, and it was like a person wears a black suit during the week and a black suit on Shabbos, but the black suit he wears on Shabbos is a nicer fabric than the black suit he wears during the week. So I don't notice the difference so much. That's the way he says it would be. So let's see what the Ruch HaShulchan says. He says, V'dasha etzleinu yeshnaim o shosh dorot she'eino agin k'minag hazeh b'shabbat chazon. The Ruch HaShulchan, who's writing around 1900, he says it's two or three generations that we don't do the way that the Ramah says. El lof shin kol b'gdei Shabbat. We wear all the b'gdei Shabbat. U'gdoli ador sheyuaz in higu kein ba'amram shzuk. They said, we need to do this, otherwise it's like Avelis before Hesia, publicly. Like this year when Tishra falls on a Shabbos. We forgot about this whole thing, and then he says, I don't understand, how do we justify it? The early way it looked identical, the way they would dress. So it wasn't so clear. So then he goes on to say, though, that Tamuna Akharat Lagamri the Begadim. And then he says, apparently, in the time of Ruch HaShulchan, people were dressing similarly on Shabbos and during the week, so he thinks it should go back the way it was. Now, Rav Meir Tversky is Rav Salvatius' grandson. He said to me, not this year, but I spoke to him once, he said that the Rav said that when he was a youngster, the Rav was a youngster, that he and his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, wore Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, but they were the only ones in the community wearing Big Day Shabbos. Everybody else was wearing Big Day Chol. Now, the only thing, I don't know how to explain how, like, the Ruch HaShulchan is saying that it's already like three or four generations that you know, it's been forgotten, but that's the way Rav Turki said for now. Now, so where does this leave us for today? So, the MS is that So again, Sfardim, the Kaf HaChaim says, the Sfardim, the Minhag is to wear Big Day Shabbos like regularly. But there are places among Sfardim that they don't wear white garments on the Shabbos. But nobody, and he says, and you don't wear very important garments, but that's what the Kaf HaChaim. Now, he says that the Chazon Ish, some Gedolim would change their garments, but leave one garment, a Vachtik garment on the Shabbos. So he quotes that Rabbi Yaakov Kenievsky would not change his chalas katan. In other words, ideally speaking, all of a person's garments should be Shabbos-dick garments. In other words, like the chalas katan that I wear on Shabbos should be a different chalas katan than I wear during the week, ideally speaking. A person should have, you know, separate garments that you wear just for Shabbos. So Rabbi Yaakov Kenievsky would wear his weekday chalas katan, which is like something that people wouldn't see, but he would do it that way. And the Chazon Ish would put on all different garments, but his socks he would leave, I don't know, like the weekday socks out or whatever was like that. Anyway, but I think you get the idea. But I tell you, the one thing, I guess the Musar Haskel from this it you know, bothers me very much, is that the poskim are speaking about an unusual circumstance. Do I wear my weekday garments on Shabbat Chazon? And they're saying in today, mistama not, maybe wear one garment. It just bothers me. A lot of people, every Shabbos, they wear weekday garments, and it just bothers me very much. It's not Shabbos-tick to dress that way on a Shabbos. On Shabbos, it should be clear that today's a very special day. It should really be dressed up like you're going to a wedding. The way you dress to a wedding is the way you should dress on Shabbos. And a lot of people, unfortunately, don't do that. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts?